and gentlemen, Nick Revel. Thank you. Thanks very much. In the summer of 1992, Denmark played Holland in the semi-final of the European Soccer Championships. Denmark were the underdogs. They played out of their skins. The game ended in a 2-2 draw, and it went to penalties. Now, when the penalty shootout began, I'm sure anybody in this room who was interested in soccer had the same feeling as me. Denmark deserved to win this penalty shootout. If there's any justice in the world, they played magnificently. They deserve to win. But despite that, I want Holland to win, because I know that in the final, Holland will have more chance than Denmark of beating the Germans. And I don't care who wins the European Championships as long as it's not the Germans. But isn't that a terrible reaction, a terrible, naked, reprehensible racism in all of us? Now, for some reason, sport is an index of national pride, isn't it? I mean, at the Olympics, you can hear how, the English commentators, particularly, they want to have it both ways. Like at the Olympics last summer. And in lane 7 here of the 800 metres final, Tom McKean looking good for a medal hope for Britain. Tom McKean from Edinburgh looking good in lane 7. Tom McKean for Great Britain going well. Tom McKean in lane 5. Tom McKean fading now. Strong medal hope for Britain. Tom McKean fading. And in 7th place, Tom McKean, the Scotsman. Maybe the British get so excited about sport because we're rock bottom in everything else, And now that, of course, sport gives no respite from failure, we're turning to the weather as a kind of source of national pride. Has anyone else noticed how cocky weather forecasters get now whenever we have a hot day in this country, as if it's somehow down to them?
And yesterday, hot temperatures and glorious sunny weather were recorded all over Britain, except Manchester, which had 4 inches of rain. Nothing unusual there, of course, because there's a test match at Old Trafford. But elsewhere it was sun, sun, sun all the while. Just look at these figures. Brighton, 24. London, 26. And plucky little Berwick-on-Tweed, a magnificent 28 degrees. Yes, 28 degrees centigrade. While elsewhere in the world, Los Angeles could muster only a paltry 19. Casablanca, 20. And even Saudi Arabia, merely 27. Yes, Berwick-on-Tweed was, yesterday, the hottest place on Earth. And so today, every loyal Briton has reason to rejoice. For yet again, we have shown the world why they should envy us. We may have a rubbish cricket team, a worse economy, and if we're becoming a third world backwater on the edge of Europe, so what? Yesterday, good old unassuming Berwick showed the world that Britain can be the best at anything when we really want to. A one-day freak, I hear some of you say. Think again, Quislings, for today is just as hot. Looking at the map for tomorrow, you see, this depression coming in from the Atlantic means overcast skies and scattered showers over most of the country, except Manchester, where sunny periods are predicted from 6 o'clock today when the test match finishes.
Only today left to work on that suntan, Nick.
Yeah.
Interesting seeing you with no shirt on.
Oh?
Yeah. I thought human beings were meant to have muscles.
I have got muscles.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, as a geranium, I feel capable of a certain objectivity here, and you have not got muscles. Yeah. Not compared to them blokes that were on TV last night, anyway.
What, the Chippendales?
Yeah.
They're just a bunch of poncy bimbos.
What's a poncy bimbo, Vince?
Well, Alvin, from what I can make out, it's a man who drives thousands of women into a sexual frenzy and causes them to throw their underwear at the stage.
Women don't get turned on by those muscle-bound freaks. They laugh at them.
Oh, you're just frightened by those surveys saying our men are getting into bodybuilding because of the Chippendales.
According to most surveys, women are most attracted by a man's ability to make them laugh. Yes, Vince?
No, nothing. I thought you just said they laugh at the Chippendales.
Yes, well, that's different. They laugh at the Chippendales out of pure mockery.
What, and they get whipped into a sexual frenzy out of pure mockery?
What?
Yeah, they take off their underwear and throw it at them out of pure mockery.
And write their phone numbers in lipstick on their naked flesh out of pure mockery?
Yes.
Whereas they totally ignore you out of lust, admiration and desire. Nick?
He's sulking.
I'm not sulking.
I'd be sulking if I'd been outwitted by a pair of geraniums.
Oh, Hi there, Nick. Nick, you okay?
I think he's been jogging.
Nick, do you want a drink now? Yes? A pint of Guinness, is it? No? Well, what then? What? Two words? Yes? First word, right? Three syllables? Yeah, no? The whole thing? Right, sounds like points. No?
Mineral water. I was pointing at the mineral water.
Oh, yeah. It's so obvious when you know it. Sorry. Right. Right now, there we are.
So what the hell are you up to, Nick? You're not trying to get fit again, are you?
What do you mean again? I am fit.
Yeah? How far did you go on your run?
Up to the garage.
Up to the garage. That's about 400 yards.
And back.
Ah.
Sprinting.
Ah.
A few times, quite fast.
Ah.
Listen, it's hot out there this evening. I was experiencing dehydration problems even before I hit the wall.
The wall? You missed out altitude sickness.
Don't give him a hard time, Craig. Personal fitness is a very important thing. I myself take great pride in it.
Oh, hey, Dennis, just look at you. Pint in one hand, cigarette in the other.
I'll have you know I'm as fit as the next man.
Yeah, but that's not hard. The next man is Nick.
I am in the prime of fitness and condition. I exercise according to various Zen techniques.
Which are?
Well, it's all in the mind, you see. Mental fitness. You think about doing physical exercise and it has the same effect as actually doing it. Right, another one here, please.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dennis, we'll see who's fittest, okay? 2 weeks tonight, we'll have a little contest in here. Sprint round the block, press-ups, arm wrestling, 20 quid to the winner to make it interesting, OK?
Well, Nick, I'd be happy to take your money, but I should warn you that only woe awaits those who attempt to challenge the way of the ninja.
The way of the ninja?
I am a ninja.
Well, you don't look like one.
Well, I may not look like one, but the silent warrior waits modestly for the hour of truth. And I've got every episode of Kung Fu on tape. Another pint here, please, Brian.
Wait silently for the hour of truth. Hey, do you ever get the feeling, talking to Dennis, that one day we're all going to be interviewed by the peepers on TV saying how shocked we all were because he was very quiet and his garden always looked tidy?
Yeah, always kept himself to himself, a bit of a loner, I know what you mean, yeah.
Actually, talking of gardens, Nick, if you're serious about getting fit, why'd you not come and help me out with ours? There's a hell of a lot of earth needs shifting around.
Well, thanks, Craig, but, you know, I have to stick to a pretty tight regime. Work on all the muscles in a set order. See, if I worked in the garden as well, it might, you know, have a detrimental effect on my metabolism.
Oh, aye, right enough. Remember, though, diet is very important, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Make sure you get a lot of fibre.
Oh, yeah, keep regular, you mean?
Aye, because at the moment, you're full of shite.
Morning, Nick, you're early. What can I get you?
Get the biggest bowl you can find and fill it with all bran.
Just yoghurt and orange juice, please.
So how far did you get today?
Camden and back.
Do you want to eat there on the floor or shall I help you into a chair?
I can manage, thank
you. That's 120, please, Nick.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Camden and back in 20 minutes. Pretty good, eh?
Nick, you drop this.
Oh, thanks.
Do you always take your bus pass when you go running?
Camden and back.
I use the stairs for repetition step exercise here, okay?
So what's this all about, Nick?
Just getting fit, that's all. I can feel my thigh muscles are expanding already. Yeah, I feel that.
You've been reading that Chippendales fitness programme in the TV Times, haven't you?
Chippendales? Come on then, Nick. Never mind your thigh muscles. Let's have a look at the expansion in your posing pouch.
Craig, if the article had mentioned exercises in that particular area, I'd have already made you read it.
Well, I'm off to the gym. Pump a little iron.
Pump a little iron? What, the one in the Monopoly set?
Yeah. You'll be laughing when I whip Dennis in 2 weeks,
well,
boy.
You should sit down for a wee while and let your breakfast settle.
Sorry, no time to waste, Shona. And I know what I'm doing, OK?
OK. But for God's sake, don't stop for a breather. You look so thin in that tracksuit, a dog might take you for a post.
See you later.
Oh, no, get lost! Get out! Oh, no, you... Get off!
Hello there, Nick.
Oh, no.
Working up a good sweat. Down one leg, anyway.
We'll see who's laughing a week on Thursday.
Right, Mr. Revel, judging by your fitness questionnaire, I'm going to start you off on quite a mild programme.
Right.
If you need any help, just ask the lads here.
Okay.
Right. Well, you might want to get stripped off the T-shirt and shorts. It gets quite hot in here once you're going.
Right.
It's an X-ray.
Seymour fat on a chip.
Right, I'll leave you to it. Steve, Gary, what are you working on?
Doing these ankle presses, Bob. And you stick another 20 kilos on.
These guys are shifting more with one ankle than I am with both me legs. It's just a matter of time.
You got any exercises for toes, Bob?
What do you want to build up your toe muscles for?
Well, it is a muscle, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, since I started using those special little weights, my eyelids have come up great.
These guys are such an inspiration.
And I'll have the calzone with extra salami and a mixed salad.
I see.
And some garlic bread, please.
Sorry I'm late. I decided to jog the long way around, you know. Oh, here's your present. Happy birthday, Shona.
Oh, thanks.
What is that?
Oh, look, Craig, it's a macrobiotic cookbook. 100 ways to serve the mung bean. Great, thanks.
Very simple recipes, but the best thing for a purification diet.
Well, next time I feel like being pure, I'll know what to do, no bother, eh?
So, have you been weight training today then, Nick?
No, I pulled a muscle.
Oh.
How?
Well, I was carrying a few books back from the library.
Oh.
Fitness books, by any chance?
Well, since you ask, yeah, they were.
Well, let's get another bottle of Chianti, or do you want beer?
Aye.
Which?
Both.
Signor? Signor?
Just a salad for me, please. Just lettuce.
Okay, what kind of dressing?
No dressing. And a mineral water.
Right. You're not having anything to drink?
Yes, mineral water.
Oh, for God's sake, Nick, it's my birthday.
Look, it's very important I stick exactly to the diet in the first few weeks.
Oh, come on, at least have a glass of sparkling.
Of course.
Mm. Thank God for that.
I ordered carbonated mineral water.
Lighten up.
Look, I am on a planned program to improve my physical fitness. It is not easy, and if you were truly my friends, you would support me.
You're always like this when you give up smoking.
Well, I recommend it, Craig. I feel so much better in myself. Fitter, my sense of smell has come back, food tastes better.
What's the point of that? You're not eating anything.
The crash diet's only temporary while I purge my body of toxins.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I have a cigarette.
Of course not. You must do what you must do, and I wouldn't dream of stopping you.
Good.
That's why I bought this cyclist smog mask.
Nick!
What?
You look like Hannibal Lecter.
Craig wishes to smoke. I do not wish to inhale his secondary smoke. This is merely a non-judgmental solution.
Non-judgmental?
Excuse me, according to my schedule, it's time for a urination recess.
Going to be like this?
No, Lowell. He'll come to his senses soon enough.
Better, otherwise this fitness mania will backfire on him. Because if he keeps on the way he is, I'm going to kill the guy.
So I thought you were on a fitness drive.
I am.
Yeah, well, I can't see any improvement.
Of course there is. Look at the extra definition in that bicep. Only 5 days regular exercise. Well, aren't you going to give me your approbation? Wish me well done.
I can't see anything.
There.
Where?
Near that gnat bite on his arm.
That is no gnat bite. That is my bicep.
Oh. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Woo. Go for it. Way to go, Nick. Yeah.
Hey, I've grown a whole leaf since yesterday.
Well, good for you.
Hey, look. It's the Terminator.
You can laugh.
How's it going, then?
Great. Never felt better.
Yes, and keeping up with the weight training as well.
Of course.
Look. Oof, nasty bite.
That's my bicep. May not be the biggest bicep in town, but it's packed with solid muscle.
Yeah, well, can't hang around chatting, Nick. I've got to get these bags of fertiliser shifted down to the shed. You can give me a hand if you want.
Well, I'd like to, Craig, but you
know. You're not strong enough, I understand.
No, I have things to do.
Sure.
Hiya, Nick. That's a nasty lump on your arm. A bee sting, is it?
Aye. They got them on both arms, Luke.
Oh, in exactly the same spot. Mm. That's unlucky, you poor wee thing.
So anyway, Craig, where have these bags of fertiliser got to go?
Eh? Oh, right, in the shed there.
In the shed.
Aye.
Right. Okay, one, two. Now, if I bend over, you can get a third one on my back.
No need to overdo it, then.
I'll be the judge of that, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Mind that low wall.
What low wall?
Nick! Nick! Nick!
Oh, what's happening? Where am I?
Morning.
Who are you?
Karen the Bootman is my name. Ferrying corpses is my game. That's my new slogan. Thought it up myself. Pretty catchy, huh?
Slogan?
Yes, you got to move with the times.
Care on? I don't understand.
You must have heard of me. I'm a legend. I ferry dead people across the River Styx to the underworld. There you will meet with a fearsome three-headed dog Cerberus and await the fateful decision of Pluto, Lord of the Dead. Would you like a cheese sandwich?
Are you saying I'm dead?
Of course you are. And what a way to go.
How did I go?
Your head was crushed against a garden gnome by a bag of horse dung.
Amazing. So there really is life after death.
You're taking all this very calmly. Most people take a little while to adjust. They try to bribe me to take them back and beg, grovel, break down in tears.
Well, I was behind on the mortgage, and besides, I lived in England, you know.
All right. Enough said.
Yeah. Nice sandwich. You got anything to drink?
No. I forgot the flask this morning. I just drink out of the river.
Now, I thought the waters of the Styx made you forget everything.
Not as far as I know. Morning. Kern the Boatman is my name. Ferrying corpses is my game.
Yeah, you already told me.
I told you what? Where am I?
You're on the River Styx.
Yeah?
You're Kern the Boatman.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm sorry, I must have been...
Drinking the water again.
Damn! Makes me lose your memory, you know.
I know.
Oh, have you been here before? I thought I recognized your face. Would you like a cheese sandwich? That's funny, I could have sworn I had sandwiches when I came out this morning.
Yeah, you did. We just ate them.
Did we? Oh, no, don't tell me. I've been drinking the water again, haven't I?
Yeah.
It makes you lose your memory.
I'll remember that.
Mind you do.
Thanks for the warning.
What warning?
Doesn't matter.
Well, here we are, then. Go around the rock, knock on the gates. Someone will be down to deal with you.
Thank you.
No problem. Here, you haven't seen a bag of sandwiches anywhere.
Bugger already ate them.
Don't drink the water?
A good idea. Wish I'd thought of that.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well... these must be the gates he meant.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Don't know, I thought that was up to you.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait till he comes back. He's taking the dog for a walk.
Oh, okay, do you happen to know how long he'll be?
Oh, that's him now. Trevor, another one.
Oh, right.
Incredible! Ancient Cerberus, the three-headed dog of the underworld.
Actually, he's not that ancient. We got him from a kennels near Sellafield that specialises in that kind of thing. Well, here's the key to the front door. Make yourself at home. Ta-da.
Wait a minute, is that it? I just get a key to the front door of the underworld and told to make myself at home?
Well, what else did you expect?
Well, I thought there'd be some kind of, you know, assessment. Am I redeemed or damned? Will I be cast into the eternal flames or chosen to sit at the right hand of the Lord? I was getting quite excited to see which way the chips would fall.
Well, there's a casino on the first floor, but beyond that, we just let people get on with it, really. Breakfast is 7:30 to 10, and this brochure will give you a full picture of all our facilities.
You mean I don't get any answers to the mysteries of existence?
You live, you die. What can I tell you? Why don't you go off and have a nice game of mini golf or something while I feed the dog?
This is not enough. I want to know more. I want to kneel at the feet of the omniscient creator of all things and ask him about the nature of the soul, how the world came into being and why. I want him to tell me whether he thinks Jeff Hurst's second goal in the 66 final crossed the line. I want to meet Shakespeare and Goethe and Helen of Troy.
Don't look at me. I only work here.
But sure, you get millions of people asking you these questions every day.
Well, yeah, but most of them are quite happy once they find out every room has cable and a minibar. Now, really, I do have to go, and I nearly forgot. There is one thing. If you want to go back and have a look at your own funeral, there's a minibus leaving from the lobby after lunch. Trevor will take you.
Blimey, what a letdown. No, I don't think I'll go. It'll be too distressing seeing all my friends upset and eating ham sandwiches.
No, fair enough, but don't start moaning to me tomorrow about how you wish you'd gone after all. Every day, the Ayatollah Khomeini's on at me to get a video of his funeral so he can enjoy the pomp and dignity of his send-off. He goes spare if you saw what really happens, of course, so if you see him, don't tell him.
Okay. Maybe I will go.
Right. Here we are, then.
If we park the minibus here, it'll get clamped.
Don't be silly. It's an ethereal minibus.
Of course. Sorry, I'm not thinking. It's invisible, right?
Yeah. Very clever engineers, these Japanese.
Yeah. You know, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. I mean, the idea of hundreds of people all claiming they were the closest friend I ever had and exaggerating what a wonderful person I was. It'll smack of hypocrisy in the end. Is that the mourners?
Mm.
Craig and Shona? And who's that?
Oh, hello. Are you here for the Nick Revel funeral?
Yeah.
I'm his fifth cousin, twice removed.
Never seen him before in my life.
Good of you to come.
Are there no other members of the family coming?
They were tied up, I'm afraid. His brother's family are staying in because they'd ordered a pizza. Oh, and his mum and dad would have come, but with it being Wednesday, they had to go down the shops. Besides, it's my hobby, coffin spotting. Oh, I'd have thought more of his friends would have turned up.
Well, everyone's a bit hungover, you know. A group of us went round to see the body laid out at the Undertaker's yesterday, and it turned into kind of a bit of an impromptu celebration at the pub after that.
Aye. We only came because the crematorium's on the way to Brent Cross.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Now, we've been meaning to go to the DIY centre for ages.
Yes, yeah, right. Perhaps we shouldn't have come.
No. This, I have to see the truth, even if it hurts.
So, you don't know anything about the will, do you?
No, I was going to ask you the same question. Did he leave behind anything worth having?
Well, he had quite a nice stereo.
Oh, nothing else?
No, not really, no. A microwave.
A microwave? Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, we're hoping, you know, that if no one else wanted the stereo, that... You know.
Yes, well, look, how about if I took the microwave and you had the stereo?
Okay, sounds good.
Fine.
Blimey.
Come on, let's go in, the vicar's waiting.
Good afternoon. Are you relatives of the deceased or friends?
A relative. Distant relative.
And your friends?
Will.
We knew him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try and make the whole service as painless as possible. I hope it won't distress you too much.
Why would it?
Well, you know, the loss of a near and dear one can be very upsetting.
Oh, I expect it would be, yeah.
Right, well...
look, can I just get a photo of the coffin? Oh, interesting. Chipboard, isn't it?
Aye. Didn't see much point in being extravagant or anything.
Chipboard?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he gets a few splinters in his bum, well, he'll finally know how he made us feel, eh?
Right enough, aye. Oh,
We are gathered here today to mourn the passing of Nick Revel. Although I didn't know Nick personally, I can tell from the looks on the faces of all of you who have gathered here today to bid him farewell that he was obviously... extremely unpopular. Okay, Harry, throw the switch. Was that all right?
Blimey, I don't want to sound rude, but even Robert Maxwell got a few kind words.
It's just that sense of humour, you watch.
Very nice service, Vicar. It was very touching the way you summed him up so well.
Good. Now, the ashes.
Well, I'd better be get going. Now, if you can give me your phone number, why don't you take the microwave and I can pop round and pick it up sometime in the week?
Sounds good.
And it's okay us having the stereo, yeah?
Well, I'll call his mum, but I can't see there'll be any problem. Right, bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice,
I'll get a copy of the photos for you.
Great.
Smashing.
So I'll just sling the ashes in this wheelie bin, then?
Uh-huh.
I could have taken a little hypocrisy. Just a little bit. Fine friends I turned out to have. Only want me for my stereo, eh?
I think it's
I'll get you
Nick.
For this.
Nick, talk to us, pal.
After
talk
all these years,
nurse.
All those pints I've stood, you
nurse,
treacherous
rapper.
Nick, no.
So, how are you feeling, Nick?
Oh, not bad. Sorry about your eye.
Oh, that's okay. The nurse says the bruising should go down in a couple of days. Must have been quite a traumatic dream you had.
Yeah. So I was out for 12 hours straight.
Yeah.
And you were here the whole time?
Yeah, either me or Shona, you know.
Really sorry about your eye.
Ah, forget it.
Must have been a good punch, though.
Aye.
So what happened to me exactly?
Well, you insisted on trying to carry too many bags, you know. You fell awkwardly, banged your head. The doctor said your resistance was way down because you'd been overdoing the exercise.
Don't like the smirk on your face as you said that.
Keep your voice down, Nick. That's your doctor away asleep in the next bed there. He's been on shift since Sunday. I know you've woken him up now.
Oh, sorry, I'm... Goodness, must have dropped off. Ah, Mr. Revel, you've regained consciousness.
Yeah.
Well, how are you feeling?
Fine.
Okay, let me have a quick check. Right, look up. And the other eye. well, look, strictly speaking, I think you should stay in for a period of observation.
How long for?
Well, that depends. Do you have any private health insurance?
No.
Right, then get dressed. Come on. Come on, off you go.
What, just like that?
Come on, we need the bed.
Okay.
Nurse, you can come and get Mr. Revel's bed ready for the next patient. Oh, second thoughts, I'll do it myself. There we are. Yes.
All you did was plump up the pillows.
Yes, well, it's only Thursday. He looks quite clean.
Well, bye then. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, bye, nurse.
Bye.
Hey, was she the one who undressed me, do you think?
Must have been, aye. She was with the ambulance when it came, so...
While you were here, she didn't make any comments about my... muscle definition or anything?
Not that I can recall.
Just one of them.
Where have you been?
Been in hospital.
Oh.
I thought people only went to hospital when they was ill.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you spent the last 2 weeks getting fit.
Well, yeah. Sometimes things don't work out like you planned.
Things never work out how you plan them.
Tonight they will, Vince, because tonight I'm going down the pub.
Oh, why don't you stay in and talk to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ages since you've spent any quality time with us.
It's ages since I spent any quality time in the pub, pal. And besides, tonight's the night I challenge Dennis.
You sure that's a good idea?
Yes, I'm sure that's a good idea.
He thought getting fit was a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gents, pray silence, please. Pray silence for the main events of the evening, a three-part contest for the middleweight title of the world's fittest man. In this part of North London. Between here and the traffic lights. Out of these two guys. Right. Now, in the jukebox corner, BT's answer to Bruce Lee, except he's still alive, Dennis Coyle Dragon Fletcher. In the fruit machine alcove and training for this contest, he's been to hell and back, following the hallowed tradition of Kendo Nagasaki and the mass bulk, I give you Nick, the man with the bandaged head, Rebel. Yes.
Okay, champ. Feeling okay?
Never better. Sharp, peaking, alert.
Alert?
Alert.
Yeah, so it's a deliberate decision to run with your laces undone, is it?
Oh, right, yeah.
First contest, a sprint out the door and around the block. The starting signal will be the end of the sentence. It's your round!
No, that gives Dennis an unfair advantage. He'll be out the pub quicker than an English batting collapse.
Right. On your marks, get set. It's your round!
Well done, Nick. Well done. Beaten by 100 yards and still had time to have your photo taken by a Japanese tourist.
Yeah.
Objection! Steward's inquiry. It's not fair. He crossed the road while the little man was on red.
Yeah, objection overruled. There was no cars coming.
Well, that's not the point. The Ninja Code of Honour forbids me from setting a bad example to kids.
Right, next contest, getting a keg of real ale up from the cellar. Go!
I thought it was meant to be arm wrestling.
Yeah, I know, but getting those kegs up is a bugger of a job.
Shona, you're late.
What for?
The contest.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn, damn, damn. There's nothing I like doing more with my spare time than watching grown men behave like three-year-olds. Who won?
Nick did.
Yes.
I'm gutted.
£20, pal.
At the end of the day, Nick, no excuses. I gave 110%, tried to take every round as it came, thought I'd be there or thereabouts, but it wasn't to be.
£20.
There you are.
Thank you. Okay, it's my shout. Brian, pound of whatever anyone's having, plus a whiskey chaser with every pint.
Yeah, steady on there, Nick. Don't you think you should go a bit easy, eh? You've not had a drink for 2 weeks, remember?
Ah, listen. Cheers. Oh, that tastes good. See, I've worked it out where I went wrong. Will you stand still while I'm talking to you?
I am standing still.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, it does taste good. Listen, where I went wrong with the fitness thing, right, I went over the top, did it to excess. So, I drink to excess tonight, that evens things out. And from tomorrow, I do both in moderation.
Yeah, your usual impeccable logic, Nick.
Absolutely. It's all a question of balance. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
I don't believe it. Brian, give us a hand, will you? The silly bugger's only fallen over and knocked himself out.
Oh, my head.
Evening. Karen the Boatman is my name. Very good. Do I know you from somewhere?
Oh, bugger off.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Dune McKeegan, Brian Bolt and Charles McCune. The producer was Joan Magnusson.